summons. I used to call boys after my parents passed out, my lethal friend Meredith daring me to phone Patrick or Michael and ask what they were wearing. One boy, Joey, played piano for me for hours while I lay with the phone tucked like a pillow against my red-hot ear. I called my mother from college nightly to try and detect how drunk she might be, whether or not she loved me more from longing. One blizzard she let me watch when a stranger calls, the sick moment when the police at last call Carol Kane back, cry, "The call is coming from inside the house." Ted Kennedy called Mary Jo Kopechne baby and sugar lips, likely the same names he used on his wife because bad love is always lazy. That night, the police stayed uncalled. I've called the police twice, once when I saw a drunk I thought was dead on 14th Street, once from the floor of a seaside B&B after you'd held your boot so hard against my throat the tread left behind its diamonds. The cops could have dusted my neck like dirt. When you called me from the seaside jail, you said, "Baby, they're recording us," which I much later understood as a plea not to incriminate you further. I can't remember what I did say instead. I can't remember how I responded when either dispatcher asked flatly, "What is your emergency?" On TV, in these recordings, the caller is always upset. When Watson answered the first phone call, Bell didn't celebrate. Instead, he beckoned his friend, said, "Come here, I need you."